Thank you for calling Martin Sign Company, San Francisco. If you know the name of the person that you're trying to reach, please say their name now. Otherwise, please press 1 for the next available person.
Erica.
I think you said Erica. Is that correct?
Yes.
Say yes or no.
Yes.
Transferring your call to Erica Yuen.
Hi, Martin Sign Co. This is Erica speaking.
Hi, Erica. This is Shalette. How are you today with Local Spot?
Oh, hey, Shalette. Thanks for calling back so quickly. Were you guys able to receive whatever email Google said they had sent to the, like, somebody had requested the instructions?
Okay. So I'm not sure exactly what email you're referring to. We have something posted from Google about the duplicate on October 13th. I don't know what exactly you're referring to.
I don't know either, because this was just a phone call that my manager got, and so he was told, like, you know, the requester who requested it was sent an email. So, you know, he just knows it's maybe someone from Local Splash, because it was he didn't tell me the email. I don't know if he has that somewhere, but he knew it was not one that he recognized.
But it's hard for me to understand what was the requester asking for exactly, or what.
So they were asking for I guess the email should include instructions on how to shut down that San Jose page. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, we have something directly that, as far as I can tell, directly from Google.
Okay.
Giving us instruction, or it's sort of just kind of standard, just something standard that they're telling us, which are things they might already know. So I haven't deciphered it. Our team looks at this. It says at this point, Google, we're just waiting for Google to remove it. Now, did you say they called him or emailed him?
So they called him. So that's also why, you know, he can't forward me what he was told. I'm just kind of getting this secondhand.
Okay. So if they called him, which is really rare. Then he must still have access to it. And I can't remember where you and I left off with that. If you did have access, you didn't have access. Do you recall? I can go back to my notes, but.
I don't know either. I had tried to sound the alarm with him when I was having issues making edits, I think over the summer, and he never got around to it. So I don't know.
Okay. So let's see. When I talked to you early on, we're asking, we don't currently have access to it. We want it deleted or marked permanently closed. Summary, I asked you if you could get access to what you started so that we know if it was something new or the old San Jose listing. Remember, he had triggered a PIN number somehow.
Right.
But whether we haven't come to a point, I don't think we went any further after that, you and I, on that. And our team has already put in a request to have it removed, and they've already addressed Google, and they're just waiting for Google to take the action. So then maybe when we put in the request, Google may have contacted him. But as far as I can tell, we're just in process. By the notes that I'm looking at, we've had contact with Google, and we're just waiting for it to come down. And it would be Google's next option to take it down.
I knew on our call you had looped in someone else on your team.
I was
I was wondering if their email was the one that was used to request this thing that Google mentioned.
Well,
there was like some other email. Because I remember on the phone you were directing me to add like some other person to the page so that they could maybe get like some admin rights. So I wonder if it was that email. I don't know. I don't know. Let me see if I can dig that up.
Okay. So we were talking to James,
right.
I believe. And I think that on the call I was trying to add, on the call I was trying to have you add us to something, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I'm trying to look around, but I think we had stopped and didn't need to go back further. Let me just check and see if I can find. No,
yeah,
we were on a live call.
I'm trying to go into our San Jose page and see.
See if anybody else has added. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I think you had called back and said you got into it. Okay.
Okay, adding managers. Okay, so pending was plus.admin17@relevantads.com.
Okay.
So I wonder if that was that email that requested the
right
the thing that Google mentioned. Yeah.
And possibly, but let's see. We're only invited. We didn't accept it, and I think that I had talked to him because I wasn't able to accept it. It was not coming through, as I recall. So, and then I got him on the phone to see what I should do, and I was going to ask if I should use something else. And I think that he didn't need it. I think we didn't go any further with the admin aspect of it. Give me just a moment, but you're still owner of it, so... let me just double check because it shows nobody else took the invite. Like it was not accepted, right?
Yeah. It says it's still pending.
Okay. Just another moment. I don't know why, but when we were on that call, I think it was the end of the day, and I just don't see follow-up on that. Just a moment. I mean, I see he has taken actions, but let me see. By the way, when you're in it, never mind. You know, originally I was just saying, should we go in it and mark it permanently closed? What should we do? And then he just sort of said, I can just have it deleted, I think is what happened. And so we didn't go any further about trying to get access.
I think that's what I recall too.
Yeah. But let me see if I can get any answer from him right now, okay? He has a notice recently, as 2 days ago, that basically the kind of note that is posted is that we've already had contact with Google about it, and now we're waiting for them to just delete it. This is just a duplicate. Well, I don't know if they want to consider it a duplicate, but because it's... Oh, yeah, because you had put your own address on it. He had put this address on it. That's why we were concerned. Okay. Got it. One moment. I don't think we have anything to worry about. I think he's already got it covered, but we'll just see if I can
double check. Yeah, I think my manager was just like, when he got that call, he was just worried that, you know, there was something we had to do on our end or whatever. This was a development from when we last spoke.
And the call was just to tell him that they sent us instructions?
Yeah.
Instructions? Okay. Another moment. And can you remind me, is that listing look verified or unverified right now when you're in the San Jose listing?
How would I know if it's...
Well, if you go out of the part where you're looking at users and you just were just looking at the home or the business page, if it's not verified, it will say verification pending or verify now. It will have
I see a blurb that says your verification postcard should arrive in 5 days. And then, like, okay. There's an avatar, not for the business thing on the right-hand side, but when I search for Martin Sign Co. San Jose, where you directed me to go in and add a user, next to the avatar is, like, a red badge, like, alert kind of thing. So it looks like it's like, flagged somehow.
Okay. So it's, yes. Okay. So actually, I think that they're instructing us to possibly do it ourselves since you have access. So just a moment. Okay. Which is why I tried to give him access in the first place. Just a moment. I'm going to read what instructions are here, but they just sort of seem to be standard information. I'm going to read it and double check if it's okay. So he's already taken actions. He has not responded. He hasn't read my message to him right now, so I know he hasn't read it. And so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to let him know, you know, that I'm just going to remind him that you have access to it. Don't worry about, I think, you know, they sent us something standard, and it doesn't really, really apply to our exact situation. That's what I thought, you know, it's basically telling us what to do when a listing's marked as a duplicate, but we already know what to do, but this isn't marked as a duplicate. It's really a business, you know, we wanted San Jose to be marked as closed, but I had concerns about that address change that he tried to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, since it's not verified, that address change really isn't all exactly in effect. You know, because only the verification completes that. So my point about that is it wasn't a duplicate before. It was just a different location that needed to be marked as permanently closed. And it was only when they put the address on it that I became concerned, well, wait a minute, what's the right way to handle this? And that's why I went to James, who is the one that contacts Google for all of these. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say I feel like it's as simple as we almost did the first time, as just going in there and marking it as permanently closed and then letting Google remove it as a duplicate. But he's already taken an action to have it removed, so I'm going to let it be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to remind him that if he needs a different action on this, that you have access into it. We didn't accept the admin, but it's really that day I didn't accept it is because the invite wasn't coming through.
Yeah.
And that was a problem on our end. I think that we couldn't accept any more invites on that particular email. And that's why I was contacting him. It's like, well, do you want me to use a different email? And he didn't even want it, as I recall. So I think everything's on track, but what I'll do is that I'm going to talk to him and we're going to follow up with you next week so we can, it won't just be hanging, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to make sure that he's aware of what we just talked about again. And he can tell me, no, we're just waiting for Google to do it, or yes, I want in. And then either way, I'll let you know what's happening. I might not know Monday morning, so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call you by Tuesday, okay? It
sure.
could be Monday, but I'll call you by Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.